Hi folks, my name's Stephen Cronin. Thanks for joining me and welcome to another episode of My Watercolour Diary. And firstly, I just wanted to let you know about a new book project that I'm working on. So the book's going to be called Painting Loose Landscapes in Watercolour. And I'm going to guide the viewer through each painting, the entire process from the start right the way to the finish in a series of photographic step by steps. If you've seen my earlier books, it's a similar concept, but the difference with this one is for the Watercolour Made Simple books, I was taking frames from the videos that I was recording for YouTube to use as photographs for the book. So you could just about get away with it. The resolution wasn't perfect. You could get away with it, but I was never entirely happy with the photographs in the books. Some chapters work better than others. Whereas this time what I'm doing is actually taking normal photographs, so the proper high resolution photographs. So rather than record the video and use the frames from the videos, this time every time I do a particular element in the painting, I'm just stopping, grabbing my camera, photograph it with a high resolution photograph and then continuing the painting. And so it builds up over a series of a dozen or so pictures, so you can watch the whole process from start to finish. Also, another advantage of doing it this way is I can do close-ups. Before, with the Watercolour Made Simple series, I was restricted because of the video frames. It was just the same view and the same angle all the time. Whereas now, if there's anything in particular that I wanted to highlight, I can do a close-up photograph, and so that will become part of the process. So I think overall it should be, I think this new book, I think it'll be a lot better than the previous books. It should be the best book I've done yet, fingers crossed. So there'll be several chapters doing the painting tutorials, and then I'll throw in it'll consist of pretty much everything that I've done as well. There'll be double page spreads of all recent paintings, similar to the previous book I did, the reference paintings for students. So imagine like double page spread of a recent painting with a few words written down there about the sort of thought processes that were going through my head. And then I was thinking maybe I could also do a sort of have like a questions and answers section, maybe just something I'm thinking about, similar to the way I'll answer viewers' questions on my Patreon page. I'm thinking about adding those in there as well. So it'll just be a comprehensive guide to watercolour painting, everything that I do basically. So as it stands now, I'm up to about page 70, I think it is. So I'm roughly halfway through the project, so I've really got high hopes for this book. It should be a nice publication. I've always loved books ever since I remember as a kid. One of the highlights of the week really was we used to go down the library after dinner on a Thursday down Chemsley Wood Library, and it used to be fascinating the amount of information and knowledge that could be gained down in the children's section downstairs. Used to love just going through everything. Just the possibilities just seemed endless of what you could learn and learn as and take forward to when you became an adult, the sort of wisdom you could get. So the idea of now of actually creating my own books, it's amazing really. I know things are obviously different in modern times with the advent of the internet and the amount of information that's online, but I still think books will still be around for a long time. I don't think you can't be actually holding a book in your hand. I know it's all online, but I think having it in print, there's still a lot of value there that you just can't get digitally. It's nice just having something to hand that you can just grab instantly and make notes on and all this kind of stuff. It's more difficult when you're just viewing something on a screen. So fingers crossed, I'm hoping to have it done within the next maybe another month, I think, and I should be there or thereabouts. I'll keep you updated and let you know as soon as it's ready and available for purchasing. So that wraps up this episode. Thanks as always for listening. Thanks for your support. Keep practicing and very happy painting.